and all kinds of, all, you know, javelins and all of that. And believe it or not, that's going to be a part of this $800 million package. It was announced yesterday by the president. And this is cut number six. President Joe Biden in our nation's capital.
The American people are answering President Zelensky's call for more help, more weapons for Ukraine to defend itself, more tools to fight Russian aggression. And that's what we're doing. In fact, we started our assistance to Ukraine before this war began, as they started to do exercises along the Ukrainian border to Russians starting in March of last year. We took the threat of Putin invading very seriously, and we acted on it. We sent Ukraine more security assistance last year, $650 million in weapons, including anti-air and anti-armor equipment, before the invasion, more than we had ever provided before. So when the invasion began, they already had in their hands the kinds of weapons they needed to counter Russian advances. And once the war started, we immediately rushed $350 million in additional aid to further address their needs. Hundreds of anti-air systems, thousands of anti-tank weapons, transport helicopters, armed patrol boats, and other high-mobility vehicles, radar systems that help track incoming artillery and unmanned drones, secure communications equipment and tactical gear, satellite imagery and analysis capacity. And it's clearly helped Ukraine inflict dramatic losses on Russian forces. On Saturday, my administration authorized another $200 million to keep a steady flow of weapons and ammunition moving to Ukraine. Now I'm once again using my presidential authority to activate an additional security assistance to continue to help Ukraine fend off Russia's assault. An additional $800 million in assistance. That brings the total of new U.S. security assistance to Ukraine to $1 billion just this week. These are direct transfers of equipment from our Department of Defense to the Ukrainian military to help them as they fight against this invasion.
Well, that's a good start. But still no Iron Dome. I'm waiting for the Iron Dome. And the fact is that you've heard Lindsey Graham talk about it. You heard what he said last night. And basically, you know, it's the same thing that Israel has. And it's worked really well. And before the missiles can reach Israeli soil, they're tossed away. They're destroyed. That is a good thing. Speaking of a good thing, is one party rule good? Is one party rule good for our democracy? I'm not sure that it is, but that's what we've got here in Clark County. We thought we had Stavros Anthony being added to the Clark County Commission, but the fact is that that race was either stolen or. That's probably a conversation for another day, but the fact is that there is a candidate, Drew Johnson, who is just yesterday threw his hat in the ring and is a candidate for Clark County Commission District F, as in Frank. If he wins, he would be the only Republican on the Clark County Commission. That's got to change. That's got to change now. Coming up, you'll hear Drew Johnson, a guy that, just so you know, a point of personal privilege, this is a guy that I've known for, I think, 15-plus years. He was on my show when I worked in Nashville at WLAC, and he was like a regular, he was a think tank guy. Well, he has been a watchdog, a government watchdog, for a lot of years. And one of the things that he is doing now is he's deciding, rather than try and do government watchdog stuff from the outside, he wants to do it from the inside and from the Clark County Commission. Why is he running? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 2:31 as we check out our traffic cams right now. A little bit of traffic there on Interstate 11. That's northbound at Horizon. We're seeing some moderate flows on the 215 Beltway right now, westbound at the airport connector, eastbound past the 15 interchange near Gillespie. Also, remember those lane restrictions downtown will continue through the end of the year. That's Interstate 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. And remember, Interstate 15 northbound, the off-ramp to Frank Sinatra, will close tonight at 10 until 10:30 to accommodate that T-Mobile Arena traffic.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The potential for a new ballpark for the A's in Oakland took a negative turn after a subcommittee voted against removing Port Authority protections for a proposed site for a new ballpark in Oakland. And with that, there is now a higher likelihood that the A's will leave Oakland. If that happens, they are likely to end up in Las Vegas. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are back at it this evening as they are set to match up against the Florida Panthers. Golden Knights go into tonight's game trying to end a five-game losing streak. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Very quickly, want to check in with gentleman Jim Dallas. He's been following the March Madness stuff. I guess we got our first upset of the day.
Yeah, number 12 seed, Richmond, beat a number 5 seed in Iowa, and that could be a bracket buster for a lot of people.
A lot of folks, and your bracket had it?
Yeah, I had Iowa. I did indeed. Wow. Yeah, and apparently there was a foul that was obvious that wasn't called with less than a minute to play in the game. And that was in three-point land. So that could have been the difference in the game, 67-63. And, who knows? I mean, something like that could have changed the whole the whole result of the game. So.
So those of you out there that had Iowa in your bracket, well, you're not perfect anymore.
No.
No. And neither is gentleman Jim Dallas. Sorry about that,
my
friend.
Hey, I want that card.
I know. Okay, so here's the deal. A guy that I knew 15 years ago when I was working in Nashville, Tennessee, for WLAC radio, I had him on the show a couple of times, and he's a pretty knowledgeable guy, a think tank guy, kind of like NPRI. He created that down in Nashville. And Drew Johnson moved about 8 years ago to Nevada, and believe it or not, is living here. He reached out to me just a couple of weeks ago, and I said, we got to have you on the show. And we kind of picked up where we left off. But I had a chance to visit with him today on the show and asked, why are you running for office?
Like you said, I've always worked behind the scenes. I never really thought that I would run for public office. But my wife and I moved to Clark County 8 years ago now, and we could have moved anywhere in the world. And we came here because we loved the limited government, low-tax sort of real free market vibe of Clark County. And we thought, my wife has a business, we thought it'd be a great place for her to get her business up and running. And since we've been here, we've seen Clark County head in the wrong directions. We've seen the growth of government, the growth of these green energy schemes that the county commission's got going on. Of course, the mask mandates and the shutdowns that the Clark County Commission was a big part of. So I just thought that, this is the time. If I want to stay in Clark County, if I want to make sure that Clark County remains the sort of place that we all love and we all want it to be, I should use my voice and become involved.
I know you mentioned a couple of them, but I want to dig a little deeper. Clark County, one of the things that you have been quoted as saying is that we are headed in the wrong direction. Give us at least one example that you think needs to be fixed on day one.
Yeah, I think there are a few I can name. The first one is, for a small entrepreneur here, to open a hot dog stand in Clark County, it takes 23 different steps, and you have to pay three different fees. And there's no way for it to be sustainable for us to continue with a good economy if we're going to put those sorts of burdens on small business owners. So that's the first thing, streamline the system for opening a small business. Recently, the Clark County Commission voted to keep a tax, and it's a very small sales tax, but they voted to keep it in place when it was supposed to sunset and end last June. Now, when they did that, they said, we don't care enough about you or your money or what your family needs to live within our means. We're not going to look at ways that we can prioritize our spending, cut things. What we're going to do is, in this time where we're all struggling with the economy, with inflation, with gas prices coming back off of shutdowns from COVID, we're going to make things more expensive for you. And that's something I would never do. I've got a career, as you know, Kevin, of looking at budgets, of trimming the waste, and I think that's exactly what we need here. And like you said, if there's only going to be one Republican for the first time since 2008 on the county commission, it should be somebody with the history that I have of being able to look at budgets, cut waste, hold government accountable. I think it's exactly what we need right now.
Now, there are going to be some people that say being a government watchdog works better from outside the system than inside the system. Did you go through that debate in your head as to whether you would be better served working from outside the system or from inside the system?
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's something I thought about a lot because I've been very effective on federal level and in states to make change, to promote school choice, to promote lower taxes, reduce some of these regulations on small businesses. But here in Clark County, we've got seven commissioners. All seven are Democrats. All seven have been Democrats, like I said, since 2008. And so we don't have a situation where these folks even listen to anybody else. It's all progressive lobbyists, crazy extremist special interests, and they don't really care what taxpayers have to say, what voters have to say. And so that's what really prompted me to say, rather than writing another op-ed or, doing another podcast or something like that, why don't I get in there and really make a change from the inside in a way that I can be heard and I can represent all of us who have been frustrated by what Clark County's been up to lately.
I want to ask you, because it's been, 15-plus years since we hooked up on radio, and I've seen your stuff all over the place. National Review, Forbes, the Wall Street Journal. I mean, your stuff is like, everywhere. I got to ask you, one-party rule, as we have in Clark County right now, why is that bad for Clark County?
Ultimately, it's bad, no matter whether it's all Democrat or all Republican, because what happens is there becomes this backroom mentality where things aren't discussed in public. They aren't discussed, you know, on the dais in front of everybody when the decisions are being made. Those agreements are made in smoke-filled back rooms where lobbyists come and say, will you do this for us? And then they all get in a room and agree to something. And so forcing a voice that is different, forcing just a different perspective and having that debate in public, taking that those decisions that have been made in private in a public forum, I think really holds government accountable because at the very least, it brings in sunshine. It lets them know that somebody's watching, and so there's less likelihood of corruption, less likelihood that they're going to waste our hard-earned tax dollars, and a better chance that they'll walk the straight and narrow.
For a lot of people, they don't know who their member of Congress is, they don't know who their city councilman is, and they don't know who their who their county commissioner is. Explain District F. Where is it, and how far out does it stretch?
Absolutely. So District F is everything basically west of the 215, south of Charleston, and it goes all the way down around the bend and everything west of the 15. So basically, if you live in South Sunderland, if you live in Rhodes Ranch, there's actually a little cut. There are two kind of unique Democratic gerrymandering parts of the district. One is in like the Inspirada area and Sun City Anthem in that sort of southern part of Henderson. And then if you're in Chinatown, believe it or not, you're in this very west western part of Las Vegas district. So it's easy to look up your district. Go to the Clark County government website and put in District F. Again, that's the district I'm running for. And I certainly hope to earn everybody's vote over these next few months.
Tell me what you need for your campaign when you're a first-time candidate and you're just starting out and you've just announced yesterday. Can you talk about what it is your campaign needs and what you need from my listeners?
Absolutely. I encourage everybody to go to my website, which is drewfornevada.com. Please follow me on social media. I've got Instagram. I've got Twitter. I've got Facebook. All of them, same at Drew for Nevada. So right now, that's the most important thing. Just engage with me on social media. Certainly love to have volunteers. Obviously, donors are a big part of this. And this is a really different sort of county commission here because it's so powerful. I mean, there are only seven people. You know, each person represents over 300,000 people. So it really is almost like a congressional level race. So it requires real money, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It requires a lot of work, and I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to knock doors and raise money. But most importantly, I'm ready to help Clark County residents get their voice back. Because like I said, unless you are, you know, one of the 30%, less than that, of hardcore Democrats in this county, you haven't had a voice because this county commission has just raised taxes, increased fees, made government bigger, made government more intrusive. And so here we finally have a change to put that on pause and try to fight to get some of our freedoms back.
I like what he says. Drew Johnson, he's a candidate for the Clark County Commission, which right now has seven Democrats and no Republicans. That could well change in November. Could we have a wave election? We'll find out. I want to remind you this hour brought to you by Inspire Solar Solutions. Call my buddy Thad Alger at 702-518-9646. Would you like to save 10 to 20% on your power bill right now, immediately? Pick up the phone, call him. He's standing by waiting for your call. 702-518-9646. That's Inspire Solar Solutions. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants, especially now at tournament time? Trust me, I know just what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family to repeat what they had said just seconds ago. It drove me crazy. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing that Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos and the great men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. I am so proud of them, and they do such a great job. Nevada Trucking Association. Believe it or not, Georgia State's hanging in there. In the second half, we got NCAA March Madness stuff going on all around us. And we've already had one upset. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following it. It's kind of added duty, but it's it's good duty. Being able to watch the games over the course of an afternoon and evening. What do we have so far?
Well, you mentioned the game that's on right now, TNT. Gonzaga is leading Georgia State 45-39. That's a number one against a number 16. So we would expect Gonzaga to kind of pull away in the second half. But in the first half, Georgia State was keeping pace right with them. So we'll keep monitoring that. But some of the finals right now, Kevin, number 11, Michigan, upset number 6, Colorado State, 75-63 earlier. I nailed that upset. Providence over that's South Dakota State. Providence is a number 4 seed. They beat a 13 seed. Number 9 seed beat an 8 seed in Memphis over Boise State, 64-53. So that's a mild upset, you might say, but not really. Tennessee blew out Longwood, wherever Longwood might be.
Longwood?
Yeah, Longwood.
Never heard of them.
Neither have I. But Tennessee blew them out, 88-56. We mentioned the controversial game. Richmond upsetting Iowa, 67-63. Richmond, a 12 seed, upsetting a 5 seed in Iowa. And there was some controversy there at the end of the game where a non-call may have changed the outcome of the game. You never know with something like that. UNC is a number 8 seed. They're leading a number 9 seed, Marquette, 53-25 at halftime. And we mentioned the Gonzaga game. So that kind of gets you caught up. And Baylor beat Norfolk State, 85-49. That's a number 1 against a number 16. And that is no surprise at all.
And by the way, Georgia State is hanging in there, 45-44 Gonzaga with about 16 minutes to go in the game. Stay where you are. We'll get you set for a lot more today. We'll take you right down to the wire on this Gonzaga game. I'll try and give you an updated score in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he asked me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designed